Did you ever wonder how young women in between cultures feel and how they get along with it? Welcome to a second episode of Today's Generation, Let's Bubble About It. My name is Esra and I'm 25 years old. I have two younger sisters and I have a Turkish background. A few days ago, I was thinking about how I grew up torn between two cultures. Both were beneficial, but they also complicated my personal development. So I wondered if others are in the same situation as me and how they are dealing with this struggle. Therefore, I decided to invite my friends and have a talk about our situations and what it feels like to be confronted with the same circumstances. This is Eva. She's 22 years old and her parents are from Croatia, but she was born and raised here in Germany.
Hi.
She has one older brother, one older sister, and a twin sister who is 2 minutes younger than her. And Gizem, who is also 22, and her parents are from Turkey. Gizem has one younger brother.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me here and let's get started. Let me ask you first, Eva, what was the most difficult part for you?
The most difficult part for me was definitely the decision what I'm going to study. All I ever wanted was to study sports, as I'm completely crazy about it. And my parents took me the chance to play handball or soccer professionally, which I always wanted. When I was 11 years old, I got two offers from two big women's soccer clubs here in the Ruhrgebiet to play for them, as they saw great potential in me. But my parents had to agree to that, and they rejected it, because for them, soccer is nothing for girls. I was really sad, and then concentrated on the sports I play in a club, which are tennis and handball. When I was 14 years old, I got another offer, but this time for handball. Some scouts from the Handballverband Niederrhein observed me and wanted me to play for a selection of young girls who then have the chance to prove themselves and play for the youth national team of Germany.
Oh, wow.
But the hook here is that I needed a German passport, which I did not possess at that time. And for a second time, my parents rejected this opportunity. Because they first did not want me to become a pro, and secondly, they did not want me to give up my Croatian nationality until I can decide it by myself. So that was the second knockdown for my dream, and it really hurts. So I tried to compensate it somehow, not being a pro, which I wanted so badly, by studying sports. But my parents already created a career path for me. They wanted me to study something with prestige, like medicine or law. And because their opinion is that sport as a profession is nothing for girls. And when I had a serious injury, I had to stop studying, which would be very terrible in their eyes. That is why I don't study sports.
Oh, that sounds so awful and sad, but even though all this happens, I don't think that you are angry at your parents or anything.
No. I mean, I'm sad, definitely, but I love my parents and I think they just want the best for me.
Yeah, you're just a typical parent, please.
I am, definitely.
Yeah, I can really understand your struggle there. It was the same for me. I want them to be happy and to be proud of me, but my parents don't really grasp the change in the concept of being a woman. And same as for you, Eva, studying was just a prestige thing. It should be able to get me a well-paid job at the end of it and prepare myself for marriage. But I don't really grasp the idea of studying would end in a marriage. And for me, it should be leading into a career, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I can definitely understand you and I can more than relate to it. And none of my German friends can understand the struggle we are in.
Yeah, absolutely. There were all these questions on how can I study full time, work 20 hours a week, commute for 4 hours a day, maintain my friendships and get a boyfriend as soon as possible, in the best circumstances one I would eventually marry, just to fit their image. And yeah, my parents see marriage as the ultimate life goal that I have to achieve so that they can feel confirmed in having done their jobs as parents. I told them that I would not like to marry before I felt that I had succeeded with a career first and that I could not possibly fit in being a housewife at the same time whatsoever. This led into many fights, sadly, but the more I showed them that my goal and my wishes were, which is being a writer and a storyteller and ultimately combined with traveling, the more they came to understand, but slowly though. One day I jokingly asked my mom, if I had a boyfriend, would you want to know him? And she just said, no, not until you're ready to marry him. So she still sticks to this contradictory tradition where a boyfriend would have to stay a secret. Someone here who is already stuck in such a situation can maybe tell us more about how this has an effect on her.
Yeah, my boyfriend is a secret. No one knows about him. And yeah, we've been together for 2 years now and he's Vietnamese, which makes everything more difficult. And yeah, my parents don't know him yet. It's actually really sad because I have to hide a really big part of my life from my parents. And obviously lying to your parents is not nice. And when I see my German friends who tell their parents everything, it might seem that I have a bad relationship with my parents, even though that is totally not the case.
It's never really the case. We are often actually in better terms with our parents, but it does not seem like that from the outside. Even though we struggle in this cultural divide, in the end, we are happy to come back to the values of our parents and come back to our cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do get along with my parents pretty well. Yeah, but there's a funny story which happened last time. One time, my parents bought me a necklace and they sent it to me via post. And then when it arrived, they wanted to see a picture of with me and the necklace. And then I took a picture and sent them to them on WhatsApp. And my brother saw the picture and you could see my boyfriend and me hugging in the background and stuff. And then my mom, she took a screenshot immediately after I sent the picture and I deleted it. And then she sent a picture and then she was like, yeah, who's this man? I'm like, yeah, he's just a male friend. And she was like, he's just a male friend. Like, yeah, he's a male friend. And yeah, she somehow believed me, but I think she knows that.
Yeah, she was sensing it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, mom sensed that. She knows that it was more than just friends.
Okay, girls, maybe each of you could totally say something on how you personally feel about being in this cultural divide.
For me, the Croatian side is definitely that I'm very emotional, hospitable, and when I'm passionate about something, I'm in it with my whole heart. But on the other side, I adopted these German values, such as punctuality, calmness, discipline, and the desire to travel. So I personally can say that with time, I learned to handle the divide, and I know what works best for me, even though it is not always easy to handle it with my parents. But I would say that I'm a really good mix of both cultures, and I'm actually really proud of where we came.
Yeah, I think it always sounds worse than it actually is. We should be all proud of our both heritages, and I think we are all doing a pretty good job in handling the split between our two cultures.
Definitely.
How's that with you, Ezra?
So for me personally, it's like the ideas and concepts may have shifted, but our core cultural values still stick with us. And I personally made the split more or less exhausting by breaking taboos and starting a dialogue with my parents. And in the end, we will find our own path. Sometimes we work, sometimes we'll just be too German for them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, folks. Stay tuned for next week's issue. Fun to having you here, girls.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Bye.